A reading from the Gospel of John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. In St. John's Gospel, there are seven signs, seven miracles, which culminate in the raising of Lazarus from the dead. It's clearly a pivotal event, which Jesus has prepared for in an odd way. In John's account, Jesus had known that Lazarus was dying, and yet he deliberately postponed his visit to Bethany near Jerusalem. A Jewish custom was that a dead person was buried quite soon. And indeed, Lazarus has been dead 4 days when Jesus arrives. And look what he finds when he does arrive. Mary is in the traditional Jewish customary state of mourning. But Martha is frantic and restless with her grief. A week or two back, we heard in the news about a woman who had died in her apartment 9 years ago and her remains undiscovered until recently. Her disappearance had been unnoticed by neighbors, relatives, civil authorities. But here in today's gospel, a brother's death has brought frenzy and despair. In desperation, Martha approaches Jesus with an extraordinary request to bring her brother, by now a putrefying body, back from the dead. Now, in previous chapters of St. John's Gospel, Jesus teaches and feeds and heals. But never has he raised anyone from the dead. But for Martha, the life of her brother is her utmost yearning, so great that she is even ready to ask this of her friend Jesus. Now, you and I know that death is inevitable. A rational view of what's going on here is that even if Jesus does raise the dead man to life on earth, it won't be forever. Sometime Lazarus must die, as must we all die, and we will be mourned or forgotten. In this account by John, then, this miracle, what John calls a sign, the last of the seven signs, has a significance beyond questions of life and death, as Martha, and perhaps as most people, understand them. So just what is happening here? The first thing to note is that it is Martha who encounters Jesus for this crucial message that John has to deliver to his readers. It's Martha, not Mary, not an apostle. Why Martha? And she is in such a state. Notice how Jesus tests her by saying, "Your brother will rise." It is, I suppose, a way of pulling Martha back into the real world. And Martha knows her theology. She has absorbed the belief in what will happen at the end of time, the Pharisaic element of Judaism. And she has more than an inkling of eternity and even eschatology. It's because of this perceptiveness in Martha that Jesus then makes the great I am statement. And just as John has seven signs or miracles, there are seven of these great I am statements. And you'll recall the others, the bread of life, the good shepherd, the vine, and so on. But this one is the only one that is addressed to an individual person. Surely an indication of how much Martha meant to Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus is not relying here on metaphors as he has done previously, the vine and the gate and so on. This statement of Jesus invites Martha into a new realm of insight. Can she handle it? This woman who has been almost hysterical with sorrow at her brother's death. And Jesus presses her, his word gentle but probing. Do you believe this? What an amazing woman is this Martha. From the depths of great sorrow, she emerges into a world of divine illumination. Can I respond as Martha does?